It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network. He is Andrew Destin. I am Noah Hiles. As always, this show is brought to you by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. The interior is wall-to-wall pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day. The North Shore Tavern is across from PNC Park. Is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. Andrew, we were supposed to talk about the Angel series on this show. That was the original plan. But right when we sat down to record something that both of us anticipated on happening today, around this time, happened. Paul Skenes will be activated by the Pittsburgh Pirates. They will select his contract, and he will make his major league debut on Saturday. I was on North Shore Drive earlier today. I kind of detailed this all with Chris Carter. Jason wrote a column about it yesterday. This is something that people have been anticipating for pretty much since the moment this guy's been drafted here. Early May has been the target date that we've heard from sources and has been discussed. This Cubs series was really where a lot of people thought it would be, and it turns out they were right. It's May 11th is his debut. That's going to be the focus of today's show. Just an instant reaction. I want to get your thoughts first. Just, are you surprised by this? Does this timeline make sense to you? Can you believe it's happening, Andrew? Paul Skenes is coming to town.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places you could go with this, right? I mean, for me, I think the one is how quick an ascension this guy has had. This is, you know, really in terms of number one overall picks. You date back to last year when he got drafted in July. In terms of A, whether it was being shut down, or B, the volume of innings that he's had at the minor league level, which doesn't exceed 40 overall minor league innings. This is a guy who pretty much has breezed through every obstacle that's been thrown his way, has met every challenge head on and dominated it. I mean, you look at the stats this year, a sub-1 ERA. He's been dynamic. He's been flawless. Whatever adjective you want to use, that's what he's been. The timing was right. There's a lot of places you can go with this, and I'm sure we will on the podcast about, you know, why May versus starting the season on the 26-man roster? Why now, where it doesn't impact things from a Super 2 status so that the Pirates don't recoup those benefits from waiting a little bit longer? Why now? Frankly, maybe it's just a spark. The reality is that this rotation has done a great job through the first 6-7 weeks of the season. But Paul Skenes is Paul Skenes. This ignites a fan base that maybe isn't thrilled about the first two series of this homestand against the Rockies and the Angels, where they split some games. This is one way to excite your fan base, and certainly especially for that game on Saturday. So overdue and certainly earned.
And to build, I'll start off on the timeline because I want to build on that.
Yeah.
We'll start off by saying this. The Pirates have lost a lot more than they've won as of late. It's hard to give them credit for a lot of things, right? Because it looks like their coaching, you know, organizationally, it has not been a good start to this year where they thought they're going to be competitive. However, I will say they deserve credit on this. This is exactly what they said it would be. They were incredibly clear in spring training. After the guy made his first appearance in spring, they said, look, he's not starting with the big league club. They were very open and honest about that. They said, he's going to start in AAA. We need to build him up. And they didn't. I mean, you could argue, yeah, they took their time. Could this guy have started the year in the major leagues? Talent-wise, yes. He absolutely could. He's the best, maybe the best pitcher in this organization. I would say at worst, he's in the top three. And he hasn't even thrown a ball on the North Shore yet, at least in a competitive game. So, yeah, the talent's there. But they built him up the way they had planned. You saw his pitch count rise. You saw his innings count rise. They got him ready. The final box to check. Thank God we never have to hear that sentence again, or at least for the foreseeable future. The final box that he needed to check was pitch on 4 days rest. He did that on Sunday. They saw what they needed to saw. They didn't drag this on longer than it needed to. I know some people, again, would argue that he should have been up here earlier. But as far as the actual situation goes, a guy who was pitching at sometimes 130 pitches a game for LSU, pitching well into the eighth and ninth inning every start, and then pitched a little bit professionally after that championship season, he needed some rest. He needed a little bit of time to just adjust to being a professional ball player. They gave him 7 starts to do that. He dominated. He was ready. They made the call. This is what should have happened. The timeline, in my opinion, Andrew, was perfect. I think this is exactly how it should have played out, and it did.
Yeah, I mean, they followed what they wanted to. That's what it ultimately comes down to. The only thing that you can quibble with about, and, you know, this is to each their own, is the idea of, okay, well, what exactly does this mean for the Pirates rotation, which I think is the next conversation to segue into, one of many. But, you know, the rotation as a whole collectively has done a pretty solid job. What does this mean for Quinn Priester? What does this mean for Bailey Falter? And I don't know. These things are secondary on most people's minds, considering this is Paul Skeens. But it raises the question of, are the Pirates going to go with a 6-man rotation? Will one of those guys get pulled out? Personally, my candidate for that would be Bailey Falter. Move him into the bullpen. However, how does this impact Paul Skeens? And I bring all of that up because it raises the argument of, okay, you were building this guy up. If the idea was you were going to go 6-man rotation and nobody was going to be exceeding some exorbitant amount of pitches, well, frankly, you probably could have had Paul up here earlier. That being said, they followed the path that they wanted to follow. They did so according to a T. He's here at the date that they were hoping for, with no injuries, with no issues in terms of performance. So for the Pirates' sake, it worked out exactly as intended. The question now is just, how does this impact the rest of the group? For a group that, you know, on the whole has done a pretty good job this year.
So let's dive into that. I'm assuming, unless they make another drastic change, Jared Jones is probably going to be pitching Friday. That was his original scheduled start date. Granted, on today's game notes, they did not have any starters listed Friday, Saturday, or Sunday for the weekend series. But Jared Jones is lined up to pitch Friday. Now, they can tweak that if they want. They can move someone in there. Maybe they go with a bullpen day on Friday and just reset everything because they have the off day Thursday. But regardless of what they do with Friday, I still think if I were them, I start Jared Jones Friday. I'm not messing with him right now. I'm going to let him continue to do his thing on that day. And then you start the 6-man rotation with Skeens the next day. I don't anticipate a 6-man rotation being something they do long. I actually do think they will go with it because just based off of conversations we've had with Derek Shelton, the one time that was brought up, he shut it down real quick. And more often than not in sports, when you talk strategy and you bring up something new that gets shut down real quick, that means they might have been thinking about it. So I think it will be a 6-man rotation. And I think they probably do it, what, Andrew? It's May 8th now. You ride it out until the next homestand. You let it go through 2 times, and then you pick out the weakest link. Could that be Bailey Falter? Sure. He's kind of faltered in his last couple of starts. It could also be Quinn Priester, depending on what happens in his next couple of outings. And you never know. I mean, it might resolve itself. Someone else might go down with an injury or whatever could be the case. There's a lot of different possibilities, but I do think it's 6-man. And I think you let Jared pitch how he was always going to pitch Friday, and then you start the 6-man with Skeens. Do you agree with that, or would you just get right into it Friday?
No, I think the 6-man is the way to go about it. And the reason I say that is, honestly, I mean, let's look at this from a, you know, 10,000-foot level of how the Pirates are going to approach the rotation for the season as a whole. Jared Jones and Paul Skeens, these are not going to be guys who throw probably more than 140, 150 innings this year. So anything you can do at the front end to kind of alleviate that burden, it only helps, right? I mean, that just helps these guys manage the workloads a little bit, manage the arm, and frankly, ease them into MLB competition. Now, that's not applying here to Jared Jones. That's more the point of, hey, you're managing his arm in the hopes of, hey, this is a guy that, in theory, you'd like him to make 30 starts this year. You'd like him to be able to get through the season, not have to take any starts off, not have to be a guy who's pulled early like we saw in New York against the Mets that many times. How do you do that? Well, you trim down the number of starts in terms of how frequently they happen. How that relates to Skeens there, same deal. I mean, this is a guy that, in theory, if you are the Pirates, you want to be competing in September, in October for, you know, meaningful baseball. The way you do that is you have both these guys still pitching at that juncture. you know, any person who's on here who's listening who is a big baseball fan remembers when Steven Strasburg was first called up. Now the Washington Nationals shut him down the stretch. Now, eventually, the Nationals got their World Series title, but that team was as close to a World Series contender as any, and they didn't have Strasburg at their disposal in the playoffs. So I bring all that up to say that, hey, you want to manage these guys' workloads. I'm all in favor of the six-man rotation, and I'm not necessarily against moving away from it all that soon. To your point, Noah, whenever a guy pitches himself out of the rotation, that's probably where you make that move. But don't be surprised if this is kind of a fluid situation where it's six-man now, a five-man, maybe you skip a start, maybe you insert another guy like a Bailey Falter later in the year to make another start, you know, an off chance in June and July, something like that. So I don't expect this to be a perfect five-man rotation where it's these guys the rest of the way. That's not just because of anticipating injuries. It's just a matter of these are some young arms that you want to do what's in their best interests as well as in the Pirates' best interests.
So let's talk about how they manage Paul Skeens. Obviously, I wouldn't think we should expect him to go nine innings Saturday. The most he's pitched in his professional career is six innings. That was two starts ago. His highest pitch total as a professional, 75 pitches. Now, granted, he's capable of doing more than both of those numbers. And I actually wouldn't be surprised if his pitch count reached the high 80s Saturday. And he could probably get through six. But I is it fair to assume that they're going to have a similar thing with Jones here where – I mean, he's already pitched 27 innings, I believe, in Triple A. I'm going to have to assume he's probably going to be around 150 innings of work this year. Maybe a little north of that because his inning count last year was, I don't have it in front of me, but I would assume it was higher than what Jones threw in the minor leagues with 126. So with all of that being calculated, I think they're going to be a little conservative. Do you anticipate, Andrew, an innings limit, an innings cap? And if so, I mean, is it going to be every start? Is it going to be every other? Or is it just going to be, like you said, kind of fluid, where some days they're going to let him cook, some days he's going to come into the office and he's going to know it's going to be a short day?
Yeah, fluid, but I would say in this instance because, okay, think he started on Sunday. This will be on Saturday. You're coming off of a little bit more rest, and it was, 67 pitches that he threw on Sunday? So I think he got a little bit of wiggle room here. And I wonder how much that plays into the Pirates' decision to have him start Saturday versus Friday and also shortening him with the 4 days rest versus going back into the five of, hey, when he comes up here, you know, and this is pure speculation on my part. I wonder if part of that is, hey, whenever he gets up here, it's let's let him loose. Let's have him throw 90, 95 pitches, go six innings versus, you know, angering some people who are not happy about Jared Jones being pulled after 59 pitches. In that start against New York, I bring that up because, yeah, I don't imagine people – it would probably be a little anticlimactic if you bring Paul up here and you have him go 4 2/3 and he throws 60 pitches and they say, ah, well, that's done. We're good.
Yeah.
So my expectation is he's probably going to go at least 80. If that's five innings, if that's six innings, that's obviously all dependent on him. But I don't imagine him pitching anywhere past the six. But given the track record, given the pedigree, I imagine they're going to give him a little bit of wiggle room and let him kind of go out there and – throw as long as they think is reasonably fit.
Yeah, and I did look it up. He threw 122 2/3 last year at LSU, and then I think he only threw like six innings for the Pirates last season. So, I mean, he's actually like right exactly where Jared Jones was last year as far as innings pitched. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's got about 125 big league innings to use this season, and with a six-man rotation and with a predetermined limit, you can ideally avoid a shutdown or a skip start or a demotion like you've seen teams, including the Pirates, do with other arms. So, Andrew, I guess we'll wrap this reaction video up because I'm sure the Post-Gazette would love to get this online soon. give me your – what are you looking forward to the most about this? What's the one thing you're excited to see with Skeens on the bump Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the easy answer, right, would be, hey, this guy's got a flame-throwing arm. He can throw it 100 miles an hour. I think what fans should be excited about and really eager to see is that this is a guy who's a pitcher. And, you know, that's a cliche term, but it's the idea of, hey, he really has mastery of the arsenal. He can work both sides of the plate. He has some above-average off-speed pitches, obviously, with the slider that people know very much about. I'm curious to see how does this fare against MLB competition. We've seen him dominate at various levels. Whether that was in the minors, whether that was in college, the stuff has played. I have no expectation of anything but the stuff playing. I'm curious to see how deep does he go into it. Is he going to stick, you know, Jared Jones, for instance? He's been mostly a two-pitch guy at this level because he's been able to get by with it. Is that what we see from Skeens, or does he let it all play out there? Does he show the whole bag? Does he really demonstrate the whole arsenal? That's what I'm really curious to see, because he's going to light up the radar gun. That's a given. Curious to see how he attacks a pretty, you know, hefty Cubs lineup. I mean, this is a good Cubs team. He's going to have his work cut out for him. He's not, no offense to either the Rockies or the Angels, but this is some stiffer competition. This is, you know, interdivisional play. So I'm excited just to see how he attacks him. How about you?
I'm excited to see the ballpark, Andrew. I was at Garrett Cole's debut. It was the summer I graduated high school. Me and three friends, we didn't get into the ballpark until the third inning because it was so hard to find parking. I was at Jameson Taillon's debut. I was at Quinn Priester's debut, a little lesser than the other two, but nonetheless, as far as prospect status. There was others, Gregory Polanco. I've been at a lot of them. The one thing all of those had in common, they were all weekdays. This is a weekend. This is something that was announced on a Wednesday night. You've got days to plan accordingly for Paul Skeens' debut. It's going to be a fun weekend. I mean, Pittsburghers don't like the Cubs in general. I think this is going to be the most chaotic atmosphere we've seen at PNC Park in years, maybe since a postseason game, just because of the anticipation with this individual, what it represents for this franchise right now. This is going to be another guy that you call up, and he's going to be a part of this core that is expected to bring winning baseball back here. And with him here now, I mean, it's another step closer, you would think. So the excitement's there. I'm excited just to be a part of the atmosphere, just to watch it all unfold. It's going to be a circus talking to this guy on Friday. But you know, stuff like this, documenting these moments, it's why you get into the business. So that's all I got. Any final thoughts, Andrew?
Just that he can grow a much better mustache than me. That's my only attack on there, to keep it light. Same for you. You both, guys are both much better at that. But
yeah.
Excited to see Paul again. He's been nothing but gracious with his time to us in the past. So looking forward to just shaking his hand, saying congrats, and watching him pitch on Saturday.
Absolutely. You can check out all of our coverage on Paul Skeens. I think there's going to be a couple of articles written about him in the next couple of days. You can read all those at post-gazette.com, and you can check out all of our YouTube content here on the YouTube channel and the podcast network from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's Andrew Destin. I'm Noah Hiles. We'll see you later.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.